Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Actually, here's Jeff, Dan, Norm Pappas from Pappas Financial, and Amanda Christides as well, your angel investor panel. And we're listening to elevator pitches today. We're critiquing them. And the audience out there should be listening to this. We just got a ding. We're not quite ready to get on the elevator yet. Boy, we're excited.
I am.
Dan, stop pushing that button.
I'm playing with it. I've hit all the buttons.
Stop pushing that button, Dan. We're not ready to go yet, to go for a ride. I know you're itching to go, though. I love that.
Like a stallion.
All right. Well, listen, we've got another elevator pitch on here, ready to go. Teed up. We've got Ben Fowler. Let's step onto the elevator, and Ben's going to pitch us his great business idea.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, Ben.
This is Ben. Am I on?
You are. We're going for an elevator ride.
Fantastic. Let's do it. All right. Well, my name is Ben Fowler. I'm a graduate of the University of North Carolina in Asheville. I studied Spanish and biology. I've been a rock climber, off and on for around 7 years, and I was raised with the dog, so to speak, with my father being a veterinarian. If you mix sort of all this together, you get the company that I've been working on over the past 2 years. We're calling ourselves Sherpaw Dog Gear, and we're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. We are an environmentally inspired dog gear producer of custom and multifunctional dog leashes, as well as uniquely designed toys. All of our products are made with upcycled climbing rope. We use climbing rope because it's incredibly strong, it's durable, it's colorful, and believe it or not, it's actually made of plastic, more specifically nylon. We use the leftover rope from manufacturing processes. Actually, two of those companies are here in Georgia, which keeps us local so we can get our raw material for our leashes and our toys. We also take ropes from individual and professional climbers, climbing gyms, and other organizations. Really, our main goal is to make a unique product, a leash or a toy, that gives character and a story to something as simple as a dog leash, but to also raise environmental awareness on issues such as waste in our society. So we're in the extreme startup business of our business, and we just launched a successful Kickstarter campaign. We raised over $11,000, and yep. I guess the ding would be my time is up.
Well, we've reached the floor where we're going to have to step off the elevator, but listen, let's find out if our panel wants to learn more and consider an investment in your business based on the pitch you just gave us. So
all right.
How about if we jump in here first with Norm? How's it grab you, Norm?
Well, Ben, you have to be a little more concise, more to the point. What's unique
right.
about your product? What's different about you? And, you know, how do you get people to buy?
Right.
I really didn't get a good feel for how successful
okay.
you were.
Well, so now let's wrap it up, Norm, with your comment. Do you want to learn more, or are you just going to say, Ben, good luck to you. Sounds really cool. You're a great guy. Got to run.
Well, I always want to learn more, so I would listen more, and I would let the Simon Cowell role go to Amanda.
Okay. Well, Amanda, Amanda, you're teed up. What'd you think?
All right. Yeah, I agree with Norm's comments, but I would want to learn more. I think the pet market is growing, expanding rapidly. I think
right.
it's a really unique approach. I could see a market for this. I'd want to know more for sure.
All right, fantastic.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
You've got two. You've got one kind of curious
tepid.
Thumbs up. Yeah, tepid. There you go, Dan. Tepid. I like that, right? One tepid thumbs up. You got Amanda. I heard a little enthusiasm in Amanda's voice
yeah.
there, so that was good.
I agree. I heard some enthusiasm.
And I would definitely take Amanda over Norm any day anyway. So far,
even
I'd say
virtually.
You're doing good. Right. I'd say you're doing good, Ben. I'll go next, Dan, because I'm going to let you
okay,
have the closing comments on this one. Ben, okay. I thought it was intriguing. I thought, I have to agree with Norm's comment. I would say this. I see that you guys got 100% funded on Kickstarter, which would indicate that there was a lot of enthusiasm for what you're doing. But
right.
I would agree that, you know, I'll bet you, and this is okay because companies make it on marketing and things that may not be directly related to why this is a better product in the market, but you're always way ahead if the product itself really has a clear place in the market to beat the competition. It's better than the alternatives for specific reasons, whether that be, you know, lower price point, higher quality, maybe does an alternative feature or benefit. But I
right.
needed to learn more about why this thing has legs in the marketplace.
Definitely.
And I didn't hear it. The one thing I
okay.
did hear, and I'm gonna guess, you sound cool and it sounds cool, and cool sells, so that's okay. But for me, I'd need to hear a little more about why these products have a shot in the marketplace. But I'm going to give it. I want to hear more, so that's good. That's another tepid thumbs up.
Very
okay.
good.
Thanks a lot.
Well, hold it, hold it. We got one more. Dan.
Okay,
all right,
Ben.
One more.
So, Ben, I saw your credentials really come through. I really liked you. I liked your enthusiasm, your passion coming through. One of the things I heard that it raised my concern a little bit, you talked about one of the objectives was to really raise environmental awareness.
Right,
and for me, if I'm investing my money, I really want to understand I'm going to get a return on my investment, not that I'm saving the world. That's
okay.
Wonderful. I'm glad you want to do that.
Yeah.
I think that you've got this has got legs. I think the animal of the pet business is really big. I think the fact that you raised $11,000 on Kickstarter was great. But I felt like you weren't ready to take my money. And so for me, I would pass, even though I think that you've got a really great potential here. But I really think you need to beef that pitch up and get really focused on the bottom line for an investor if you're going to take their money.
Dan just wants that Simon Cowell title.
Hey, you know what? And you're exactly right in terms of it's good to get on the show and practice these talks, but you're right. You know, we're still a very beginning stages of our company.
Hey, Ben.
And we know what we've got ahead of us, so.
Hey, Ben, if you watch Shark Tank and you see Mr. Wonderful, he does exactly what Dan just said. He says it's always about the money. It's good to do other things, but you've got to make money if you're investing.
Absolutely.
And that is what it's all about, right, guys?
Ben,
Dan, I thought your comment was right on.
But, Ben, I think you really have a great opportunity here. You pitch this. You work it. Don't give up on your dream. We're really proud of you.
Absolutely not. I really appreciate being on the show, and thanks so much for your time.
We're going to check back with you, Ben. Make it happen.
All right,
good luck.
You guys too.
Great stuff, great stuff. Yes, and Amanda gave a good luck to you as you were heading off the air. We're going to go right to another pitch because we got to get down another elevator and go up to a meeting, guys. So let's step on and ride another, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 floors. Here we go with Nancy Tomofsko. Did I say that right, Nancy?
Yep, you said it right.
All right, step on the elevator with us. We're going to go for a ride. Your dream investors.
Reality Radio.
Are riding with you. Go ahead.
Well, our company is Stance, and we've developed our first product called Unmarks, made here in Michigan. Unmarks is a reusable cleaning pad. It easily wipes off everyday clothing marks without water or refills. Marks are lint, pet hair, deodorant marks, different powders, dry residues, and so much more. Unmarks is sold at unmarks.com and in over 100 stores in Michigan, including big box names. The majority of our market is women between the ages of 18 to 65 plus, and women account for 85% of all consumer purchases and spend $7 trillion annually. We've had great customer feedback through our website and social media, but the greatest advantage we have in the marketplace is that there is nothing else out there like it. We need $1 million in funding to ensure long-term growth and stability and to extend our line. We're seeking $100,000 of initial funding in exchange for 10% of our company. My partner Stephanie and I are co-founders and handle day-to-day operations. The investors will see a return by the end of 2014, early 2015.
All right, guys, we got to step off the elevator. Nancy, listen, so great riding with you.
That was a fun ride.
But we got to go now. That was an interesting pitch. Who's going to Dan? You jump in first.
Well, Nancy, first of all, I thought you had really good command of the market. I felt very confident that you knew what you were talking about. You knew what your target market was. I understand what kind of money you're looking for. I know what that money is going to be going towards. I definitely want to learn more for sure.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Thumbs up. Well, what I've got to say, first of all, is this. You said you're looking for $1 million, so... Dan, who are we kidding? You and I are out. Norm, it's all yours, baby.
Well, first of all, you want $100,000. You know, what's that going to do for you? And are you going to keep coming back for more? So you have to decide, what do you need initially? You say you're going to get to return in 2015. How's that going to happen? And I'm just trying to need more information on
that. So you need more information, Norm. Do you want to learn more?
Yeah, I would learn more. I think that Nancy's got a good handle on what her market is, the women, the ages. There's nothing like it. You have to get a little more specific of why there's nothing like it, but I would learn more.
Okay, you got two thumbs up. I'm going to let Amanda have the last word. Before she does that, I'll jump in quickly. You mentioned your greatest advantage in the marketplace, Nancy, is that there's nothing else like it. I wanted to hear you say our greatest advantage in the marketplace, there's nothing else like it, and we've got patent protection on our position or some intellectual property that's going to prevent others from coming in and readily stealing this great opportunity once you prove there's a market for it. But I got to tell you, I'm definitely in wanting to learn more. I'm giving it a big thumbs. I'm easy today. I've got three thumbs up. But these are good. These are really good. Bree did a good job getting us some great pitches. Nancy, I'm in. I want to learn more.
Beautiful. Great.
Amanda.
All right. Well, I really want the Simon Cowell title, but I'm going to disagree. I'm your target market, right? So I'm a 40-year-old woman, three kids. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and a Tide Pen and all those things that I use for a million mark stains and spills. I know you stated that yours was different because it didn't need water, but I need a little bit more compelling reason why I'm trying an unknown product over things that I've used previously.
All right, now remember, Amanda, let me ask you about that. Now remember one thing. She's not asking if you think this is a bet. Oh, I mean, obviously inherent in you deciding whether or not you want to invest, you need to know the answer to that question. But
that's where I'm going.
Okay, great.
If I'm going to invest that amount of money, I really need to see why it's different. Otherwise, you don't pause. So I think you really want to lead with that for people who know this market. And I think you can narrow, and yes, I agree, you've identified part of your market, but I think there's products similar to this, or at least that you're going to compete with, and I want to know what that market size is. So what portion of that market are you trying to go after, and how are you going to get it with the differentiator for your product? That's what I would look for, because I'm familiar with these types of needs, these types of products on your target market.
Okay. Amanda, are you saying your thumbs down on this one, or you want to learn more?
No, I pass on this one.
She's going to pass
on
it. By the way, Amanda, really, really, I think perfectly appropriate commentary. Really, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for in Startup Nation Radio. That's good. Nancy, in response to Amanda's, really strong pushback, I think that an appropriate pushback, as I say, one of the things you could have done in the pitch, from my perspective, is you mentioned the product's already in the market. It's already for sale. You might want to have indicated something about the sales that could have, you know, further supported the fact that, you know, here we've got 100 in inventory, we sold out 90 of them in a day. You know, something that could have really demonstrated the demand for this that might have made, really, frankly, lots of these other questions go away. How is it selling in the market?
Well, I did want to start off on addressing Amanda that it doesn't remove stains, and that's where we want to clarify with the consumers. It just works on different marks for clothing, you know, not stains. So that's where that confusion comes in. But as far as how the product's doing, it's doing very well. We're in over 100 local retailers, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Ace, and then smaller retailers. And we're looking to go, you know, nationwide, hopefully, by, you know, 2015. And so far, you know, it's doing good, and it's just going up and up.
All right, right on. Listen, thank you so much, Nancy, for calling in and pitching your idea on Startup Nation Radio. We wish you the best of luck. We're going to keep checking back with you. We want to hear how you're doing. We're going to come back. We've got one more great pitch on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us. You're going to hear it right after this break.